Hello, everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamont's, where you always get a dope help and a justice and truth. Come on in. Sheesh. So glad to have you with us tonight. We're dealing with the problem I told you about the last show, a few shows ago. We missed two or three shows. Reason why, fighting for my life, fighting for my safety, my freedom. And every day I find more and more evidence of this being apparent, not of being paranoid or schizophrenic, but 100% evidence when people tell you things that you know exist, didn't exist. Things that you knew were situations, and they said, well, no, you can't do that. You said, well, you've been doing it for months with me. Now, how all of a sudden you don't do it? These are things that if you would like to know what's going on, let me know. 100%. I'm not going to take the power to share this information with you, just to let you know that those things are happening. When I said about the potential poisoning, when I went to the doctor in the hospital, which was supposed to be not even almost an overnight stay, I ran into the hatred from these white devils here, nurses and doctors that mistreated me, wouldn't you give me a towel to wash my behind fast when I went in. And it was over a day before I got towels. And they'd be threatened with being reported for elder abuse, asking for a glass of water. It takes 7 or 8 hours to get a glass of water. The first meal they served me, I try to eat it, and nothing on the plate tastes palatable. Now, you know I'm a chef. I have no quality of food. Even the pears I had ordered taste like they had been tampered with, like some type of granules were on the pears, and they were awful mushy instead of being as usually crisp, clear pears. So I couldn't eat anything from the time I was in there. And like I told the nurse that mistreated me so bad, I said, she was the head nurse on the ship. She just smiling like the devil she is. And I told her, you're awful proud of what you doing and how you treat me. And she just smiling up a breeze. And I told her, I said, I don't want you to bring me any water. I don't want you to bring me nothing because you might spit in it. Oh, I don't play. I talk the truth and speak the truth to anyone, whether it's the police or the boss or Pappy. They can give a rat's behind. If you make me show my behind, I will show my behind. If you make me show my color, I will show my color, as the saying goes. So they mistreated me in the time I was there and afterwards. And health started failing because I knew what was the proper treatment. As a matter of fact, I came back and went to the store and I picked up one of those papers from, you know, the black a nationalist group, and I was reading one of the cover stories in there about a black nurse who had, of course, a black husband doctor, and who died because of maltreatment in the hospital. Now, this is after I was treated this way. It said they told the hospital and so forth what she needed and how properly to treat her. And if they had treated her correctly in the first place, she would not even have got on death doors. Sheesh. But running in there laughing and doing the same thing that these devils were doing to me here. And not only were the white white devils, they were black devils. Incompetent son of a bitch. It's like I got up and I cussed her out the hospital bed. I said, I've asked you for a glass of water 6-7 hours, and y'all standing in there skinning, grinning and laughing and talking. Well, we're not even your nurse. Now, this is right at my door, this nurse's station. I don't know who it is. But I told her, I don't care. I asked for a glass of water 7 to 8 hours ago. I don't know how they were with another patient, but I heard a white woman went off on them. I told them, say, y'all get in here right now. Well, I'm going to, I said, ooh-wee. While there, these incompetent boobs had a code 3 and 9, whatever, which usually means a cardiac arrest. Someone having a heart attack, a stroke. Come to find out, nothing. And the fool, well, cancel that. And did it twice. They keep hiring incompetent, uncaring, uncompassionate, unprofessional people. Because you put on a white suit and white pair of shoes, don't make you a nurse, and it doesn't make you a doctor. Nurses always want to do, help instead of harm you. They don't want to do any harm. They take that oath just like a doctor does, to do no harm. And then to come out of the hospital and run into the same type of thing that these nutcases that they hire. I went to a doctor appointment the other day and I sat there. All the black women had to come out and look at me. All of the black nurses and so forth, instead of doing their work, they're standing there looking at me, talking about snily how people look and this and that, and I'm looking at them. Glad to get that information. These are big fat women with old dirty wig on their head. One talked about my wig about to come off. But they want to talk and chastise me. And sheesh. And I sat there waiting for a ride to get back home, which probably shouldn't have took 2 hours for the bus to get there. It took, what, 4 hours? And I almost closed. I said, now, what am I supposed to do, walk home? I'm old. I'm sick. And I'm supposed to walk home? If you knew that you were going to pick up some elderly person at the doctor's office, you would pick them up first. Just like if you knew you had to pick a child up at a school, you wouldn't let them stand outside the school. If you're a fool, you would. If you don't care, you would. If you're a pervert, you would. Hoping they're picked up by some pervert or somebody you might be aligned with. But if you are good mind, sound mind and body, you're going to say, forget that first call to go pick that child up first and then come back around and we'll pick these other people up or drop these off. That's how you do that. That's how you dispatch people. I asked one of the bus come to the clinic about the same bus about 3 times, and the white security guard myself talked. He said, yeah, that bus was just here about 5 minutes ago. And he go, let me go check. And he asked him, and they go, we're not his bus. We're the special. And I walked out and I asked her, I said, could you call the dispatch and see if my bus come in? I can't call. Now I know I've been involved with that bus line. I'm the one that suggested to the bus line. So for this there to tell me she can't call, I'm not the dispatch. I say, I know who you are. I said, call and ask what bus are they sending for me or can you take me? Can't do that. This is the hateful black Uncle Toms that we got working in this community. She just sat there, not smiling, not compassionate, trying to show that she's powerful because she's driving a damn shuttle bus. And you ought to see how they fawn over the white guard and all of that there. And I just looked at them, smiling, because I knew they were fools. I'm trying to keep my health, trying to get back on the good foot, find out that the conspiracies they had against me before that I told you all about was true. It wasn't a matter of me thinking something took place. It's a matter of me knowing something took place. And I just found out today more of the conspiracy. As a matter of fact, got officials looking into it. I'm asking, how can these people have this information about me or come knock on my door and so forth? I didn't call them. I got a private number. How do they have my number? Somebody gave it to them. What you do is then you sit those people down at the police station or the FBI office and you start asking questions. Come clean. It'll go better for you if you do. But they don't care because they're working along with them. Sheesh. They want me dead. They don't want me alive because I'm too powerful. My voice getting weaker, but it's still the most powerful voice on the face of the earth. They don't like that. The fact that I tell the truth, the fact that I give out good information and pertinent information to all people who want to listen. You can be white as well as black. You can be rich as well as poor. I don't care. I give it out to all those who will receive it the way that it is offered. With an open heart, graciousness, and love. Mashish. So that's why I've been off for the last few days. I told you about the poisoning before it even happened. And you people should have first of all said, did they do it? Did they kill him? Did they bump him off? Nobody sought to find out what happened to the old man. This show should be right now run over by new listeners. Reporters all over the world should be listening to this show. Law enforcement officers should be listening to this show. Governmental officials should be listening to this show. People that deal with the elderly should be listening to this show. To hear about how bad these people are, even down to kill you. As I told you, kill that other one. Try to kill me. Well, like I told him, I get up and put my drawers on and go home. I said, why don't you? I said, that's fine. And I tell him what you said. You the head nurse, right? These evil people that will mistreat me will mistreat you. These are the ones that will sell your child into slavery. Set them up. These are the ones who will rape your daughters. These are the ones that will imprison or shoot your sons in the street. Good white folks grinning. Good black folks grinning. Good Uncle Tom. Sheesh. Oh, I'm getting stronger. I feel a whole lot better. But we're about ready to get off of here. I'm not going to tire myself out right now. God bless you. You listen to the House of Larry Lamas, for you always get a double help of the justice.